time.
Prettying yourself up, are you?
If you wish it.
Let's see it, then. See how much better you're getting at covering yourself with slop.
Oh, I have to for the performance.
Oh, yes. Perform for your strong man.
Don't be a fool.
You know who I've been with?
No.
My Kate. Down at the River Street. She likes me. Don't you have anything to say to that?
What do you want me to say?
You haughty bitch. With your eyes for all the strong men. I come back to you. I'm tired. What kind of welcome do I get? Your husband.
The best I can bring myself to give.
Oh, you can do better than that. Hand it down to me.
No. No, Barrington.
Take it down and hand it to me, I say.
No.
My Kate. She takes it hard.
That poor woman. She's getting it hot and strong again tonight.
I can't listen to this.
Well, then why do you? You torment yourself, Leonardo, and to no purpose. Rhonda's drunk again. You can pity his poor woman, but it's better he takes it out on his own, isn't it?
Say that again, Jimmy Griggs, and you'll find your grinning clown's face in Sahara King's mouth.
Look, if you're going to suffer, old man, there are better ways than this. Hanging about round her caravan wheels, listening to that.
I love her.
You're a fool.
And you're a damn coward. You loathe him?
Yeah, as much as any man or woman in the troop, or beast if it comes to that. And more than enough of the best are left already because of it.
Shows downhill to Carey Street, that's what.
So leave. Why don't you? You've got cause. He's lashed out at us all.
I can't.
Well then. Meantime, he's our master. Don't forget it. Oh, for God's sake.
If he's hurt,
you know he is.
Enjoy the show, Leonardo.
One day, Mr. Rhonda, she'll be revenged upon you.
Till then, I'm still Mr. Rhonda.
Hey. Leonardo.
Good night. Good night to one and all. Glory to thee, my God, this night, for all the blessings of the light.
I was in hell, and he, the devil who tormented me.
You have been cruelly used. It is an abominable way for any man to behave, but all too common.
I hope not.
Have you been married, Mr. Holmes?
My friend Watson.
Then you will know how a man feels, Doctor.
It is not done.
Oh, I assure you, sir, it has been done to me.
So you planned that your husband should die?
You anticipate me.
It is obvious. You and your lover plotted to kill your husband. How formidable in his bestiality he may have been, but I think the police yet may have a right to learn. I did not promise discretion, Watson.
Go now, then, sir, if you will not hear out my story. I'm sorry I ever thought you might understand. No, I was a fool to think that you might care.
At least you could allow the condemned woman a last word, Holmes.
Very well. But I hold to my conditions, Mrs. Rhonda.
If you will.
You will tell me it was Leonardo's plan, won't you?
Not to excuse myself, Mr. Holmes, for I was prepared to go with him every inch of the way. But I should never have had his wit, never have thought of such a plan.
There. Weighted with lead. It'll go through steel plate, never mind a man's skull.
That is a fearsome weapon.
You don't have to watch.
I want to see it done. To see him dead.
Like this. See? 5 nails. Just the spread of the lion's paw.
Come here. So, when...
When you want.
Tonight.
Brave woman.
Strong man.
And a lion to take the blame.
Will you open the cage?
You do it. It's you he likes best to see, isn't it?
Can you wonder at it?
Feed him and let's get to bed. Something special.
Why were you so slow?
Open the cage, quick!
Oh, my God!
Open it, please! Open it! Somebody!
again!
Help me!
I need someone!